Out of Neighbors Beef Buzz time, talking native range management with Ryan Reuter in just a moment.
ITC is the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company. From our ITC Great Plains offices in Oklahoma City, we own, operate, and maintain the high-voltage electricity system that keeps the power flowing to communities in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the Oklahoma FFA and to sponsor reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network and the Blue Green Gazette from the 88th National FFA Convention. We're proud to play a vital role in shaping the energy future here in Oklahoma and beyond. For more information, visit us at itctransco.com. ITC is your energy superhighway.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
At the beginning of this year, Dr. Ryan Reuter moved from the Noble Foundation to Oklahoma State University's Animal Science Department, where he became the Associate Professor of Range Beef Cattle Nutrition. Today, we wanted to talk with Dr. Reuter about managing your native range pastures to maximize nutrition for your beef cattle.
You bet. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, we're talking about trying to improve management of native range in Oklahoma from a cow-calf producer's perspective. And I think there's really kind of three things that we need to do to do that. One of those, we need to be prepared to protect our native range from overgrazing. We need to be planning to give late season rest to those native pastures. And we need to be trying to incorporate prescribed fire. And I think those are kind of three key things we need to plan to do.
We probably haven't done as good a job in that area as we may, perhaps need to, right?
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. A lot of producers that I see are doing a really good job with those things, and then there are some people that certainly have room to improve. And I see a lot of situations, too, where you get new ownership of a property. It may not have been managed as it needed to be in the past, and so we have new ranchers that are interested in how can they jumpstart their system. I think we've seen the evidence potentially through overgrazing, potentially through lack of prescribed fire, cedar encroachment, brush encroachment, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. We've seen the evidence where we need to do a better job incorporating those aspects.
Ryan mentions rest for your pasture. He says that's a good thing, but it's not easy to do.
I think it's difficult to have rest in these systems, mainly because you have to put your cows someplace to do it. You got to take your cows off the pasture, mm-hmm. and that defines what rest is, and so that's a hard thing to do.
One option that some cattle producers are looking very seriously at, the idea of actually removing cows off of pasture, putting them on a dry lot for a 2 or 3 month period, literally removing them from the pasture altogether. Dr. Reuter says that can make a dramatic difference in the quality of forage that you're able to produce.
I think in the example that I used today, it was about 120 days that we could see where just having a confinement period where we got cows in a confinement situation, we can control the environment. If we can just do that for 3 or 4 months, we can make a really dramatic change in management of the grazing resource. And so it doesn't have to be all year long, and it can kind of be at a strategic time.
As for the advantages to that rancher?
Well, I think the advantages could be pretty numerous. They're obviously going to be varied for different ranches, but I think you're going to see a lot of ranches be able to have improved vigor and of the native grass part of their ranch. You're going to see improved biodiversity, improved species composition, higher cereal stages of grasses, all those kind of things that you like to see in native range. Potentially you're going to have accumulated fuel so that you can incorporate prescribed burning, which is going to control brush and kind of maintain the natural grassland ecosystem that's really important for Oklahoma. So I think there are potentially lots of systems or lots of benefits. And if you've got that confinement system where you can keep cows in ownership and management and production, you're going to have the benefit of getting those grassland management benefits at the same time that you can still get income from the cows.
How does the variability of the weather systems, our environment, the ups and downs of drought and flash drought, and we're always seem like we're maybe that one step away from having to make some deal with considerations like that.
Absolutely. I think the confinement system giving you the option of flexibility in your management from year to year, season to season, is really a key benefit of the confinement system. You can respond to changes in the weather. You can respond to changes in market prices, for instance. All that volatility that we see and those risks, I think having another option of how to manage cattle gives you more tools to manage that volatility.
Dr. Ryan Reuter from OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.